Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Astrology Now podcast. My name is Christine Rodriguez, and in this segment, we are going to be talking about the upcoming lunar eclipse that will take place on March 25th, 2024. So this is our first eclipse of 2024, opening the door to our first eclipse season. It's always such a ride, such an exciting time. So that is what we are set to talk about today. I always like to remind everyone that here on Astrology Now, we use the Vedic sidereal system of astrology, which is in fact different from the Western tropical system. And I was actually just recording for Patreon. So it's Wednesday as I record this, day of Mercury. We have a very mercurial podcast set for today. Anyway, recording today, I did a case study on the Boeing 737. Such a fascinating concept. I'm considering doing a YouTube video for it. I don't know. Did it for Patreon. But it's just such a fascinating thing that everything in life has its own birth chart. Our house has a birth chart when it was when its building was complete. Our move-in has a birth chart. Our relationships have birth charts. Our pets have birth charts. Airplanes have birth charts, and they really work. And I said this in the Patreon recording, is that I'm kicking myself because when I was doing research for the Rahu K2 transit in Pisces and Virgo, I saw all of these airplane issues to the point, I still remember being in Chattanooga, calling my boyfriend over, having him look at this list that I compiled and thinking that it was so wild. And I wish that I had made a bigger deal about it on the predictions, on the Rahu Ketu predictions, because we have seen so many airplane issues. And I mentioned it briefly, but it, you know, I didn't make y'all listen to this list that I had compiled. But anyway, I just think it's such a fascinating thing, and just kind of a, for those of you who are curious with the Boeing 737, I think that here in the next couple of months and into the next couple of years, really towards 2025, they're going to really be working on their image and how they are appearing to the public and really trying to clean themselves up and going through some pretty big transformations, I would imagine. So anyway, I hope that y'all thought that was interesting. I spent today kind of geeking out over the astrology of the Boeing 737. It's going through Suti Suti, go figure. But that is not what we are talking about today. We are talking about the lunar eclipse and how it's going to impact us on an individual level, how it's going to impact us on a global level. And so again, if you are interested in those personal horoscopes, you can go to patreon.com/astrologynowpodcast. Today, I'm going to go through them very generally. I go into more depth on Patreon. But generally speaking, first, let's talk about this lunar eclipse. So the astronomy of a lunar eclipse is as if we are having a full moon, right? So the moon and the sun are opposing one another. This specific lunar eclipse is going to be taking place at 10 degrees of Virgo. Virgo is the sign of health and wellness. It's the sixth sign of the zodiac, so it's associated to the sixth house. The sixth house is the house of health and wellness, rejuvenation. It's also the house, of course, of illness, of competition, of enemies, obstacles, but it's also service to others. Being a helping hand, being a support, and also fighting for what we believe in. It's a house that often represents defense. If we see people who are in the military or in the police force, there can often be this strong sixth house, just like we see with athletes. With athletes, they use their physical body as their tool for their profession, right? It's all about health and wellness and physical stuff. That's what Virgo is all about. I always think of Dr. Nabote. He's the best example of a Virgo. Dr. Nabote is one of my favorite Ayurvedic practitioners, and he lives in India on an ashram, and he is just the textbook Virgonian energy. And so Virgo is also governed by Mercury, right? And Mercury is the planet of technology, details, analytics, compartmentalization, rationalization, and logic. It's an earth sign. Virgo is this grounded, calculated, strategic energy. And even when we think about health and wellness, it's about strategy and it's about knowledge and understanding. And Mercury is this green planet, has this association to herbalism, the greenery that supports our health and our wellness. I always think of herbs when I think of Mercury. And I have found that highly mercurial people do tend to have this interest in herbalism too. Interesting stuff. Of course, that's a generalization, but you know, I've definitely seen those consistencies. Now, the eclipse is taking place in the nakshatra of Hasta. And so Hasta is a specific energy held within Virgo. So in Vedic astrology, we have nakshatras in the signs. So we have Aries, and then within Aries, we have Ashwini, Bharani, and Kritika. In the sign of Virgo, we have Uttara Falguni, Hasta, and Chitra Nakshatra. And so each of these asterisms have much different energies that they express. And so Hasta is symbolized by the hand, and it itself is governed by the moon. And so I think that Hasta is such an interesting energy because it has the mercurial energy of Virgo while also expressing the lunar energy of the moon. Mercury and the moon both govern mental faculties, with Mercury governing the analytical mind while the moon governs the emotional mind. And so Hasta has this profound understanding of both and is able to balance and embrace both. Very intelligent, intellectual individuals. Now, as we have our eclipse in Hasta, there is a great emphasis on the mental state. Yes, there may be some anxiety, there may be heightened emotions, because both facets of the mind are getting impacted by the eclipse. The moon is going to be in Hasta. Yes, it's going to impact the rational mind. It's going to impact the emotional mind. It's a profound time for spiritual development, spiritual insight, and spiritual growth. It's an amazing time for learning and educating ourselves and picking up a new hobby or skill. I do just want to throw it on everyone's radar that if you have churning thoughts, if you're feeling anxiety, if you're feeling obsessive compulsive, try not to get swept away by it. Definitely don't act on any big emotions during this period. Definitely don't make any big choices. Don't take any big actions. Sometimes in life, it's natural when the eclipses happen that we're kind of faced with a big decision. Supernatural, it happens. If you have to make a decision, go for it. Just ride the karma out. It's happening for a reason. It's happened to me many, many times. I don't freak out about it. I don't try to control it. I just let it happen. I personally am surprisingly not hyper-focused on things that are happening. I have surrendered to the karmas that be. I just focus on controlling my own behavior more than anything. But I do pay attention to the astrology. I do pay attention to the astrological weather because external circumstances do arise. Astrology absolutely works. We're actually going to talk a lot about control today with Hasta Nakshatra, about controlling ourselves versus controlling the external world. So we'll get into that. But anyway, what I was saying is that with the lunar eclipse in this nakshatra, there will be the tendency to feel some heightened emotions, some heightened anxiety, some OCD, some obsessive compulsive stuff. Virgo can be quite OCD, and it can also be very detail-oriented and very perfectionistic. So I would say on the downside around this eclipse, we might be feeling anxious. We might be churning thoughts from the past. Across from Virgo is Pisces. Mercury will be debilitated during this eclipse, and Pisces is the opposite of Virgo, right? Virgo is this grounded, earthy, rational sign. Pisces is this non-linear, nebulous, creative, feeling-based sign. It's also a sign because it's the 12th sign of the 12th house. It can represent things from the past. It can represent things from the subconscious mind, things coming up. It can represent fears. And so, again, to reiterate, we may have some of that stuff coming up, and we may even feel fears from the past or things that we haven't thought about creeping into our minds. And if that is the case for you, if you are an individual that has that happen, it's very important to do some grounding exercises to come back to the present and try not to let emotion sweep you away. Try to stay rooted in present reality. Try not to get swept away by things that have happened in the past or wounds that have occurred previously. Try to really stay fixed and grounded in what you know to be true in this moment. Are you safe? Are you healthy? You know, what is the reality of the circumstance here and now? And then act accordingly, right? Try not to get swept away from things in the future or in the past. So that's on the less savory end, I think, also with that debilitated Mercury. Again, being irrational, being a little illogical, getting swept away by things, and maybe making grammatical errors, having errors in communication. There could also be more technical issues happening with vehicles or with computers, glitches. Definitely a time to be mindful when it comes to work in the professional life or student life, making sure that all of the, you know, T's are crossed, I's are dotted, so to speak. If things need to be printed, getting it done ahead of time, all that stuff that we always talk about. But the moon itself, again, is going to be in Virgo. And something that I think is amazing about this eclipse is that it really offers an opportunity for growth and personal development. Virgo is a sign that represents personal development and health and achievement and doing things well. And lately, I've been looking around me and I've actually seen this in clients and people that I work with and friends, is that people seem to be striving to achieve something higher, something greater, leveling up, so to speak. So the low-hanging fruit with Virgo is health and wellness. It's an amazing time to pay extra close attention to our health, our vitality, the foods that we're consuming, how much water we're getting, how much sleep we're getting, trying to balance work with rest. Excellent. And then it's also a great time to really focus on our personal achievements and our personal goals. So if you've been wanting to scale your business, to take chances and grow it bigger, this could be a good time to begin planning. Around the eclipse isn't the best time to actually take action, but it's a doorway that we can walk through to inspire this positive change and really infuse positive change with this life-altering, potentially life-altering energy. So if we've been wanting to make big changes with our business, if we've been wanting to train for a marathon, if we've been wanting to like begin some sort of course or class, begin an educational journey, a journey of healing, a journey of wellness, recommitting to that, this is a really great time. And I know all of you out there have different things going on in your life, different occupations, different hobbies, different professions, what have you. You have different goals and ideas. And so for you on a personal level, you know that there's something there that you've been really wanting to dive into, really wanting to focus on for yourself, you know, something for yourself to grow and expand and to flourish. That's that type of Virgonian energy. Of course, it's also an amazing time to serve other people, to offer charity, to help and to support. So Hasta being the hand, it does have this, you know, it's the 6-12 axis, right? 6 is Virgo, 12 is Pisces, 6-12. There is this connection to hidden agendas and hidden enemies. Hasta has the sleight of hand effect. There can be some sly stuff happening in the world around us. There might be smoke in the mirror energy, things that are illusionary. There might be maybe even some anxiety around illusions, or anxiety that things may not be as sincere as we were hoping that they were, could also be happening in the world around us. There could be some really big stuff coming up with health and wellness in the world as well. And also, of course, with like earth and water. With Hasta Nakshatra, again, the symbolism of the hand, if we ourselves are feeling kind of sly or manipulative or a little bit too clever for our own good, definitely choose the higher road. There could be some pretty interesting consequences with this eclipse. Now, Hasta can also represent control. The hand likes to grab and manage things. So people who have strong Hasta energy, they're excellent managers, excellent leaders, excellent teachers, excellent guides. They can take control of things and they can make things happen. It's really powerful, amazing energy. Now, the hand can also be overly controlling. And there can be this tendency to want to manipulate, grab, and control the external world. So this is a reminder that it's impossible to control anything outside of ourselves. It's impossible to control the planets. It's impossible to control the energy of the planets. It's impossible to control other people. It's impossible to control our boss. It's impossible to control our clients. It's also impossible to control animals, really. It's impossible to control anything, the outcome of anything. The future, the past. The past has already been completed. It's done. The future is yet to happen. And also, there is a beautiful unraveling that occurs with the future that we do not necessarily have full control over. The interesting thing about eclipses is that it brings together the energy of the present and the past because of the nodes of Rahu and Ketu. Rahu is the future, Ketu is the past. And so for some of us, there may actually be some stuff from the past coming up, patterns from the past, memories from the past, things to clear, to heal, to change. Okay. And also, with that being said, with this focus on the past and the future, the best thing we can do is work to heal how we relate to the past so that we can create a better future with the control that we do have. And so we may not have control over all of these external things, but we have control over ourselves. And that is the most powerful thing in the entire world to realize. When we realize that we have control over how we interpret circumstances, how we experience events, how we behave, you know, how we live our day-to-day life, that's when everything starts changing. When we take personal responsibility. I've used this example before. It's like sometimes I get into my car and I'm like, God, my car is so messy. What a wreck. And it's like, I did this. My car is messy because I didn't clean it. I walk into my house, cat hair everywhere, dog hair. I didn't vacuum. I chose to have pets. I made this decision. You know, it's like for me personally, when I really begin seeing these things, it's like, I don't really have a lot to complain about anymore. It's like, yes, absolutely, there are things that happen externally. People do things to us. We are treated unfairly. Injustices are like, yes, of course. And when we can see what we are in control of, we become the main character of life in a profound and powerful way. You know, sometimes trust me, we all have these habits of like doing things that are whatever, like we all have lower qualities to us. We've all done things like this. And sometimes, you know, I have friends where it's like, they spend a lot of time stalking exes. They spend a lot of time focusing on what other people are doing, right? Maybe new girlfriends or partners or whatever. The amount of time that we spend focusing on other people, we could have spent that 20 minutes learning how to make candles or reading a book or drawing or doing something to enhance ourselves, to make ourselves feel more powerful about ourselves, to where that person is totally irrelevant. the amount of time that we've spent tarot reading, you know, compulsively trying to get an answer, we could have spent all of that time enhancing a skill, bringing a sense of security and confidence to ourselves. So whatever happens in the future, it doesn't matter so much because we are good with us. We are chasing our dreams. We are invested in our future. We are working to cultivate the best version of ourselves every day with that time. And so when we take that time that we spend and exert trying to control the external world, it's amazing what it can do when it's directed towards ourselves. Took me a long time to figure that out, but it's changed everything. It's changed a lot for me. And so I hope it's a helpful reminder to you too. So if you feel that hasta hand trying to grab the outer world and manipulate it, try to turn it toward yourself. Try to invest it in time doing something that is going to help you be the best that you can possibly be. And that is my two cents on Hasta Nakshatra. So just a reminder again, because I know I say this every time we talk about the eclipses, but eclipses are doors of opportunity a lot of the time. And so this is a time of meeting powerful people, having life-altering experiences, getting opportunities. And again, some of us, it may be how we perceive ourselves. It could be how we think about things, how we perceive things. That in itself can be life-altering. But just kind of have that in the back of your mind, especially if you have planets in Pisces or Virgo, this could be a big one. So we are going to get into the individual horoscopes. I just want to say, in addition to the eclipse energy that we have coming up, we still have a lot of energy in Aquarius, which is all about humanity and serving, right? The collective, trying to build connection, trying to be progressive, trying to enhance the future. And around this eclipse, there could also be demonstrations, people really calling for peace or calling for service and support in some capacity, being that Virgo is all about health and wellness. There could be some sort of focus on health and wellness in the news as well. And there is a big focus on traveling because Rahu is in the nakshatra of Revati. Revati is all about traveling, governed by Pushan, the deity who supports travelers on their mission, helps guide them to safety. It's interesting that the Boeing 737 has moon and sun in Revati, kind of wild. But anyway, there may be this focus on travel. There may be some travel interruptions around this time too, but I just want to say there's this big focus on humanity. And with Mercury, Mercury is almost into Aries, like right after the eclipse, Mercury is moving into the sign of Aries and it will retrograde here in the next couple of weeks. We'll see Mercury move back into the sign of Pisces. So this is something that we can anticipate spending a lot of time with. And I think that what is important to remember about Mercury, I've said this before, Mercury governs the media and it also governs our nervous system. When we take in information, when we're scrolling, when we're taking in a million different things at once, it has a direct impact on our nervous system. So please do be mindful about stimulus around this period of time. Take extra great care of your nervous system. My boyfriend, as a gift, so I successfully moved. I live in Vegas now, Las Vegas, that is. When I first got here, after a very, very stressful trip, he had gotten me this serum. It's called Emotional Ally. It's like a tincture. You can squirt it into water. I tend to have, like many of you, because I've worked with a lot of you, I think that a lot of us have this in common, I have a very delicate nervous system in that I really pick up on other people's energy and I have to kind of filter through things. And so my nervous system is kind of edgy. And this Emotional Ally has been amazing. I love it. I take it every night on the bottle. I think that it says it's like an emotional hug. It's like super cute. I resonate with that. And when I drink it, I feel it. I feel emotionally held. So anyway, look out for that. If you're interested, email me. I'll happily like send you a link somewhere. We got it from Sprouts. But calm, The drink, it's called Calm. It's like a magnesium drink. That's also a great one. So just taking extra steps to nourish and support the nervous system, do legs up the wall, do some really nourishing yin yoga postures, doing things to kind of soothe the system. That could be really sweet. Meditating in general. Traditionally, in Vedic astrology, it's actually advised not to look at the eclipses and not to hang out in the eclipse energy. It's said to like heighten the negative effect. So, you know, take that for what it is. But I would say overall, it is an important time to just plan in advance for emotions to run high, for there to be a little anxiety to feel a little off. Plan in advance to meditate, to spend time reading sacred texts or educating ourselves in some way, maybe doing some yin postures, things just to take extra care. So that is the eclipse in a nutshell. I am going to run through this very briefly. There is a lot more to the horoscopes. Again, if you want to check out Patreon, please do. But let's go ahead and start with Aries. The eclipse is occurring between the 12th and 6th house. This is an amazing time to focus on health and wellness. Be mindful of quote unquote hidden enemies. There could also be a lot coming up from the past to heal subconscious patterns, subconscious thoughts. This is the time to free yourself from your thoughts, free yourself from the patterns that you've generated in your mind to create the future that you want to create. If you are a Taurus moon or Taurus ascendant, the eclipse is occurring between the 5th and the 11th house. There's a lot around creativity, maybe even children in some capacity, students. There's also a big focus on growth and expansion, socialization, and friends. If you are a Gemini moon or a Gemini ascendant, the eclipse is occurring between the 4th and the 10th house. This is all about your home, your real estate, vehicles. It's also about your career, your professional life, and your vocation. Things are under construction. This is a time for you to change and transform. If you are a Cancer moon or a Cancer ascendant, the eclipse is taking place between the 3rd and the 9th house. There may be a big focus on siblings or the father in some capacity. This is a time of learning or educating, of expanding horizons. You know, the 9th house is also beliefs, and your spiritual paradigm may be under construction. There could also be some pretty big breakthroughs when it comes to, again, maybe education or learning. There may also be a lot of travel plans on the horizon as well. And who knows, you may have a new way of influencing people. But if you've been thinking about doing any type of course or class, this is a great time. If you are a Leo moon or a Leo ascendant, there is a big focus on wealth, finances, savings. There could also be a lot of focus on things from the past, things coming up to heal. This is the time of shedding layers and shedding skin for Leo. There's also a big focus on your family life during this period of time. Pay attention to your words. Your words are very, very powerful at this period, and what you say will definitely have an impact. But this is the time for Leo again. You are transforming. This is a big year for Leo. Who you're going to be at the end of this cycle in 2025, you're going to be a completely different person. If you are a Virgo moon or a Virgo ascendant, the eclipse is taking place between the 1st and the 7th house. This is going to have a profound impact on your sense of self, your identity, your goals in life, as well as relationships and intimacy. This is an amazing time to contemplate what you want long-term in relationships or even business partnerships. There could be things coming up here as well. If you are a Libra moon or a Libra ascendant, the eclipse is taking place between the 6-12 axis, like Aries. There's a big focus on health and wellness, maybe setting new goals to become healthier. And there's also this connection to things from the past and the subconscious mind. Remember that the subconscious mind and our thoughts are directly related to our health and wellness. This could also be a period where you are learning who your friends are, but overall, stay healthy and stay well, right? This is a theme this year. If you are a Scorpio moon or a Scorpio ascendant, the eclipse is taking place between the 5-11 axis. There is a huge focus on creativity and expression, maybe even the stock market or accumulating wealth in this capacity. Big focus on children. If you have children, if you're thinking about expanding your family, And there's a big focus on friends. Friends may be needing your attention during this period, and you're also learning who your friends really are. If you are a Sagittarius moon or a Sagittarius ascendant, this eclipse may bring up energy around your home, real estate, maybe the mother. There's also an emphasis on your career life and your vocation, thinking about what you want your career to look like. There might even be some feelings around change and transformation in regards to home or work. If you're a Capricorn moon or a Capricorn ascendant, there's a big focus on traveling, exploration. There could also be energy around the sibling or the father around this period. When it comes to the belief system, there could be some sort of shift or transformation in regards to what you believe, but it could also be in regards to the paradigms that govern life. So how we perceive things, you know, our views in life may be shifting in some capacity. And I do see there being a busyness for Capricorn. You may also be thinking about picking up a new skill or a new hobby in some way. If you are an Aquarius moon or an Aquarius ascendant, the eclipse is taking place between the second and the eighth house. So similar for Leo, there is a big focus on finances and wealth, generating income. And there could also be some interesting things coming up from the past or things that maybe you forgot about, you know, feelings of nostalgia, things kind of coming back from the past for you to heal and reconcile in some capacity. Again, though, for Aquarius, I do see there being quite a bit of focus on wealth. And there could also be a focus on family and family matters and your spouse and their family as well. If you are a Pisces moon or a Pisces ascendant, the eclipse is going to be impacting your first and seventh house. So similar to Virgo, there is a lot of emphasis on relationships and intimacy, business partnerships. This could be a time of profound growth for business partners or intimate relationships. There could also be some pretty big transitions happening or epiphanies happening in regards to intimacy and love. So I hope that that was helpful. I hope that you learned something new. If you want to receive weekly horoscopes for each of the 12 zodiac signs, you can go to patreon.com/astrologynowpodcast. My Instagram is astrologynow_podcast, and my website is innerknowing.yoga. Again, my name is Christine Rodriguez. This is Astrology Now. Thank you.